As we surrender our lives to Him, let us turn to His Word so that we may hear from Him.
当我们把我们全身都献给我们的主的时候，让我们来打开他的话语，来听他的话。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 25.
如果你打开你的圣经，请翻到马太福音第二十五章。
The theme for this year has been hold fast and stir up.
今年我们追求的主题是持定盼望，彼此相顾。
And Pastor Keith Liu has been leading us through the book of Hebrews as we unpack the theme for this year.
Keith Liu 牧师已经借着希伯来书第十章帮我们一起来分解这个主题。
And in these combined meetings, I've been going through Matthew chapter 25.
在前面的几堂合堂聚会里面，我们也在读马太的第二十五章。
We've been looking at Matthew chapter 25 because Jesus tells us about the end times.
因为我们看马太第二十五章的时候，耶稣是在讲论到末了的时代，末世。
He gave us the parable of the 10 virgins and their lamps.
他给了我们一个关于十个童女和他们的灯的一个比喻。
And then the parable of the 3 servants and the talents.
和那个三个仆人和他们的金子的银钱的比喻。
In each of these parables, Jesus teaches us that at the end times, the world will be divided into 2 parts.
在这个些比喻当中，耶稣来告诉我们，在末世的时候，这个世界要被分成两个部分。
But they are parables.
但他们都是一些比喻。
And even as the disciples themselves told Jesus, they didn't understand a lot of the parables that Jesus told.
甚至就连耶稣的门徒也告诉耶稣，他们并不能明白耶稣所说的这些比喻。
But the passage we have this morning is not a parable.
但是今天早上我们要读的这段经文却并不是一个比喻。
That tells me that Jesus wants to communicate something very clearly to us.
这告诉我们耶稣要把一件事情相当清楚地说给大家听。
Not making it obscure by telling it in the form of a parable.
啊，他并不想把一些意思搞得含糊，在因为比喻而搞得含混。
But he wants to make sure that we understand what he's saying here.
他要确定我们能够完全明白他要告诉我们的事情。
So let us read Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to the end of the chapter.
所以当我们可以一起来读马太福音第二十五章。31-46节。
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像分别绵羊山羊一般。
And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留住我。
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was imprisoned and you came to me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink?
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？
And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you?
什么时候见你做客旅，留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？
And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？
And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
王又要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink.
因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝。
I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.
我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
Then they will answer saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?
他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了或做客旅或赤身露体或病了或在监里不伺候你呢？
Then he will answer them saying, Truly I say to you, as you did not do to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
愿神祝福他自己圣洁的话语。
So what I want to do this morning in our short time is to explain the passage.
所以今天我们早上要做的就是要解释一下这一段短短的经文。
And then I want to clear up some misunderstandings.
然后我要澄清一下啊通常的误解。
And then apply the passage.
然后有一些应用。
So let us first look at the passage itself.
所以我们先来看这段经文本身。
Jesus gives the plain teaching in verse 31 that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him,He will sit on his glorious throne.
所以这里讲到当主耶稣要带着众天使降临的时候，他要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
In his incarnation, Jesus came as a lowly baby.
所以在主道成肉身的时候，他降生在世上是一个很弱小的婴儿。
And was a servant of all.
也是做众人的仆人。
But when he returns, he will return as a king.
当他再来的时候，他要以君王的身份出现。
He will return as the judge.
他会以一个审判官的身份出现。
And this judgment will be both universal and individual.
他的审判既是面对全世界的，也是对每一个人的。
Verse 32, he will call before him all nations.
所以三十二节。他说万民都要聚集在他面前。
No one gets a pass from this judgment.
没有人会不会被这个审判会被这个审判错过。
Doesn't matter whether you're Caucasian, Black, Chinese, or Jewish, you go through this judgment.
不管你是白人、黑人、犹太人还是中国人，你都要经过这个审判。
But even though the judgment encompasses Everyone, it is still an individual judgment.
虽然这个审判包括每一个人，但它仍然是一个个人的审判。
He says, when all the nations are gathered for him, he will separate people one from another.
当所有的众万民都聚集在面前的时候，他要把他们分别出来。
That is, at the judgment, you will be judged not on the basis of the people you belong to.
所以在这个审判的时候，你的根据的审判是你所在的那一群人。
You will not be judged on how many generations of believers have come before you in your family.
审判你的根据并不是说在你的家室里面有多少代怎么样的人。
You yourself will be judged.
你本人是审判你的根据。
And it says he separates people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般。
Now I'm sure none of us have a flock of sheep and goats.
我相信在座的没有一个人在家里会有一群羊或者绵羊或者山羊。
So Jesus, illustration might not make that much sense to us.
所以耶稣在这里所解释出来的好像并不是听上去并不是太听得懂。
But if you look at pictures or you see them on the farm, you can tell that goats and sheep look kind of similar.
如果你在一个牧场上看一群羊，绵羊跟山羊看上去好像有点相似。
That from a distance, it's very hard to tell them apart.
如果你从远处看，很难把它们分别出来。
They're about the same shape and about the same size.
它们形状大小都差不多。
And because they eat similar things and are raised kind of the same way, the shepherds would often put the sheep and the goats together as they bring them out to graze.
他们生长的环境方式、吃的食物也是很相似，所以牧羊人通常把他们混在一起。
But yet there were instances where the shepherd would need to separate them.
但是在有些时候，牧羊人需要把他们分开来。
It's probably when the shearing time comes to take the wool off, you don't want the goat wool to be mixed with the sheep wool.
所以当剪羊毛的时候你要采集羊毛了，你不愿意把两种羊毛都混在一起。
So when this big flock that's mixed with sheep and goats that all look very similar, the shepherd has to separate them.
所以当这两群一群绵羊山羊混在一起的时候，牧羊人需要有时候把它们分开来。
And if you were to ask me how I would do it, I would say, well, I'd have to get each sheep or goat individually and look in their eyes.
如果你问我怎样把山羊跟绵羊分开，我会说我可能要一个一个的山羊、绵羊看着他们眼睛才能知道是山羊还是绵羊。
Because I think one of the biggest differences is the shape of their eye.
我想最大的区别是他们眼睛的形状不一样。
But separating a whole flock that way would be very difficult.
但是如果你要把一大群羊把他们从山羊、绵羊分开来并不容易。
So how does Jesus separate the sheep from the goats?
所以耶稣是怎样把绵羊和山羊分开来的呢？
He says it will be separated like a shepherd does it.
他会用牧羊人的方式把他们分开来。
We might have to individually look at each sheep and goat to tell, oh, you're a sheep and you're a goat.
我们也许需要一个一个的看每个羊才能说哦，这只是山羊，那只是绵羊。
But the shepherd knows the flock.
但是这个牧羊人他知道他的羊群。
The shepherd is intimately knowledgeable about each individual member of the flock.
这个牧羊人对每一个羊群当中的每一只羊都有一个很亲近亲密的知识。
So how does a shepherd separate sheep and goats?
所以这个牧羊人怎样把绵羊跟山羊分开来呢？
The answer is very easily.
这个答案很容易。
Because he knows them.
因为他知道他们。
So he separates the sheep and goats, and one is on his right, and one is on his left.
所以他可以把山羊跟绵羊一群放在左边，一群放在右边。
Those that are on his right are those that are blessed by God.
那些在他右手边的是被神所赐福的。
Jewish culture, like Chinese culture, was primarily right-handed.
所以犹太人的文化跟中国人的文化有些类似的地方，就是他们是注重右手的这个文化。
And so those on the right hand, that is the place of honor.
所以在右边这个位置是代表尊荣。
And the left hand came to represent those of dishonor.
而在左手这边代表的是羞辱。
So he says to those on his right in verse 30, 4, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
所以他对右边的那说那说你们这蒙我赐福的可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
So those on his right represent Christians.
所以那些在右手边的代表着基督徒。
Those that later on he calls the righteous ones.
所以在那些右边的他后来称他们为义人。
At the judgment they are blessed and given the inheritance of the kingdom.
所以在审判的时候他们是蒙父赐福的可以承受为他们所预备的创世以来的国。
Verse 35, he says, For, or because,
35节说因为或者说由于我
I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
因为我饿了你们给我吃渴了你们给我喝我做客旅你们留住我。
Jesus is saying, I had needs and you lovingly met my needs.
耶稣也就是说我有在需要的时候你们在爱中为我提供了这样的需求。
Whether it be food or drink or shelter,
不管是食物水还有住宿的地方你都为我供给了。
Or clothing, our Bible says was naked, but it just naked doesn't mean completely naked, just means undergarments only. Doesn't have an outer garment.
赤身裸体就给他穿。这里赤身裸体并不是说是一丝不挂，而只是说他可能只有内衣他给我，他给他穿了，这是保暖的衣服。
Says I was sick, and those that are sick, you want company, you want someone to come and help you get better.
我生病了，你就差人来照顾我，让我的能够康复。
Same thing about those that are in prison.
对那些在监里的也是一样。
Because in prison those times, you didn't get fed, you didn't get a full course meal.
所以那时候的监狱你根本吃不饱饭你是上一顿没下一顿的。
Prisons, you were locked up and you had to make sure that you could find your own food.
所以那个时候你关在监狱里，你基本上就是要自己解决你吃的问题。
Of course, how can you find food when you're locked up in prison?
当然你被关在监里的时候，你怎么可能找到食物？
You need other people to come and bring you food.
你需要其他的人来把食物带给你。
And so Jesus mentions all these needs and he says to the righteous on his right hand, he says, You saw my need and in love you responded and you met my needs.
所以耶稣对那些在他右手边的，就是说我在有需要的时候你在爱心中为我供给了所有我所需要的。
The righteous are understandably surprised.
所以这些义人我们很容易理解他们为什么在这里有点吃惊。
Because only a small amount of people have been able to physically minister to Jesus' needs.
因为只有很小的一部分才有亲自在耶稣所需要的事情上他们亲自有这样的事工。
So they say, when did we see you in need?
所以他们就问耶稣，我们什么时候是真的看到你有需要呢？
Jesus says in verse 40, Truly I say to you, as you did it to the least, one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
耶稣在四十节说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我们这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
Now the question is, who does he mean by the least of these my brothers?
这个里头有一个问题，就是他这里说的，我弟兄中最小的是指谁？
From the context of the rest of the Bible, we know that Jesus does not mean anyone in need.
在这个经文的上下文，耶稣可能是指任何一个有需要的人。
Jesus clearly means Believers.
耶稣可能不是指的任何一个有需要的人，而他是指那些信主的人。
To see this, we can look at other passages in Matthew.
我们可以看马太福音的另外的几处经文。
So Matthew chapter 10 verses 40 to 42.
马太福音第十章40-42节。
Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me.
人接待你就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差我来的。
The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward.
人因为先知的名接待先知就必得先知所得的赏赐，人因为义人的名接待义人必得义人所得的赏赐。
And whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward.
无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
And again in Matthew chapter 12, verses 48-50.
在下面第十马太十二章48-50节。
But he replied to the man who told him, Who is my mother and who are my brothers?
他却回答那人说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？
And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers.
就伸手指着门徒说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行我天父旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
So we separate out the righteous and the unrighteous, and the righteous, he says, here you go to your eternal reward because you met the needs of disciples.
所以他把那些义人从不义的人当中分开来，因为他们为那些门徒的需要，他们提供了帮助和供给。
And then he turns to those on his left.
然后他又转向那些在左边的人。
And verse 41, he says, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
王又向那左边的说，你这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
And he matches what he says to the people on his right-hand side.
所以他把他们所做的和那些在右边的人做了一个对比。
That he was in need, and they did not respond love and meet his needs.
当他在有需要的时候，那些人对他的需要无动于衷。
They of course are equally surprised and say, when did we see you in need?
所以他们在这边的人也同样有些吃惊，他们说，我们什么时候看到你有需要呢？
And he gives the same explanation that whatever you did not do to one of these, you did not do to me.
所以他也给了一个同样的解释，无论你在这个时候，我当有这些需要的时候，你没有做了这些事情，你也就没有做在我身上。
So Jesus has divided all of humanity at the end time into the righteous and the unrighteous.
所以耶稣在末日的时候把所有世人分成这两类，那些义人和不义的人。
The whole world will be divided this way.
所以整个世人，整个世界都会被这样分成两类。
And everyone will be individually judged on whether they go on Jesus' right hand or his left.
每个人都要经过这样的审判他们或是在他的右手边，或是在他的左手边。
Now there is a misunderstanding that we need to address.
这里有一个通常的误解，我们需要在这里讲清楚。
Because this passage has been a source of headache for many theologians.
因为这段经文对很多神学家是一个头痛的一段经文。
And maybe as we read through the passage, these questions came up to you as well.
当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们也许也会有这样那样的问题。
Because at first reading, it seems like Jesus is preaching a social gospel.
所以我们如果初读这样一段经文，我们可能有这样的感觉，觉得耶稣好像是在教导一段关于社会福音的信息。
It seems like he's saying, to get on Jesus' right-hand side, all you need to do is to show love and meet the needs of Christians.
好像这段经文似乎是在说，如果你要站在耶稣的右手边，你所要做的就是供给那些在有需要的人的啊，门徒的需要，那些在需要当中的人。
This sounds like Jesus could be preaching a gospel that says we are saved by our works.
这好像是耶稣在讲论一段关于我们可以因行为而得救的一个福音。
And if we interpret this way,
如果我们这样解释的话，
then there must be a third type of person.
那这就必须有第三类人。
What some call anonymous Christians.
有些人把这样的一类人称作无名基督徒。
That would be non-Christians who meet the needs of Christians.
那就是那些不是非基督徒，但是他们为基督徒的需要提供了帮助和供给。
And so people who subscribe to this thought, see the surprise of the righteous.
所以那些同意这些观点的人啊，看到了那些义人的那些吃惊的状态。
And they think that there are going to be some people who did not believe in Jesus.And are surprised when Jesus welcomes them into eternity.
所以他们就会说啊，那些原来不没有信过主耶稣基督的，到最后啊，主耶稣会欢迎他们进入天国。
Now there are two problems with this interpretation.
对这样的一个解释有两个问题。
The first is that it is not consistent with the whole teaching of God's word.
第一，这与神所有话语的教导啊，并不完全的契合。
Because Jesus himself says, "I am the truth, the light, and the way, and no one comes to the Father but by me."
因为耶稣他自己也说过，我就是道路、真理、生命，除了我没有人能够到父那里去。
It is the testimony of the whole Bible that the only way of salvation is through Jesus.Death on the cross for our sins.
整本圣经的见证就是唯一能够得救的方式，就是借着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
And so as we do Bible studies ourselves, if we come across an interpretation of God's word in one place that disagrees with the rest of the Bible, then we know our interpretation is wrong.
所以当我们在查经的时候，我们如果对一段经文的解释跟圣经其他地方所有经文的解释相悖的时候，那唯一的解释就是我们对这段圣经的解释错了。
But the second problem is actually from the passage itself.
第二个问题是这段经文是来自这段经文的本身。
Look closely at how Jesus will separate people.
我们仔细地看耶稣是如何把人分开来的。
It does not say that Jesus separates them by what they did.
他并没有说耶稣是根据他们所做的来把他们分开。
Jesus says he will separate them as a shepherd separates sheep from goats.
他只是说他会把人分开。这样的方式是根据牧羊人把羊分开的方式。
What makes you qualified to be a sheep and what makes you qualified to be a goat?
什么使你成为绵羊，而什么又使你成为山羊？
It is not what you do or how you act.
这并不是你所做所行的事情。
You are a sheep because the DNA you have is sheep DNA.
你是一头山，你是一头绵羊，是因为你有绵羊的基因 DNA。
And you are a goat because the DNA you have is goat DNA.
你是一头山羊，是因为你的基因就是山羊的基因。
So he separates all the people not because of what they've done, but because of who they are.
他把这两群人分开来，并不是因为他们所做的事情，而是因为他们的本质上是谁。
Sheep go here, goats go there.
绵羊在这边，山羊在那边。
So what's all this in the passage about meeting needs?
所以这一段关于 供给需要的经文又是什么意思呢？
It is not the basis of salvation.
这并不是救恩的基础。
It is the evidence.
这是救恩的证据。
When you go to the doctor and he takes your pulse.
当你去看医生他量你的脉搏。
Maybe he'll joke, ah, you're alive.
他可能会跟你开玩笑啊，你还活着。
You've got a pulse.
你有脉搏。
Does the pulse cause you to be alive?
是不是那个脉搏让你活着呢？
No.
不对。
But if you're alive, you'll definitely have a pulse.
但是如果你活着的话，你肯定会有脉搏。
So Jesus, as he's separating out the sheep and the goats, he says to the sheep, he says, well done, because you've been good sheep.
所以当耶稣把羊群分开的时候，他 是在对羊群说，做得好，你因你的信得救了。
You've acted just like sheep should act.
你所做的正是像绵羊应该所做的事情一样。
And he'll say to the goats, go to punishment because you act exactly as you are.
然后对山羊说，你应该受到永远的审判，因为你所做的事情就是那个山羊所应该做的事情。
The way we live our life and the things that we do are not the cause to earn salvation, but it is the evidence.
我们在生活当中所行的事情并不是能够让我们赚得救恩，而是我们得救以后的证据。
For those of you who have been listening to the English congregation sermons, this should come as no surprise.
所以如果你是英语聚会的你听到这样的信息并不应该感到奇怪。
We've been reading through the book of 1 John together.
我们最近一直都在读约翰一书。
And John is constantly telling his readers that Christians must love one another.
所以约翰使徒约翰一直在提醒读者弟兄应该彼此相爱。
And that the absence of the love for the children of God is proof that you don't know God at all.
所以那些没有行律法的是证明他们根本在心里不爱主。
Again, our actions do not gain us entry into heaven.
所以我们的行为并不能让我们能够进入天国。
That is only earned by the merit of Jesus.
那只是在耶稣基督在十字架上做成的。
But he says at the final judgment, the righteous will be commended.
但是在最后的审判当中，耶稣说那个义人会被称许。
For acting consistently with their nature.
因为他所行的和他所信的是一致的。
So let's look at the application. What does this mean for us?
所以我们来看这个应用对我们的意义是什么。
Firstly, everyone will face judgment.
第一，每个人都会面临审判。
Every single person ever born on this earth will face judgment.
每个在这个地上出生过的人都会面临审判。
And out of all of humanity,Jesus will only separate us into two groups.
在所有的人类当中，耶稣只会把他们分成两类。
On the one hand, Christians.
一方面是基督徒。
People who have a relationship with God, who have trusted Jesus for their salvation.
那些相信耶稣基督能够为他们提供救恩。和耶稣基督有个个人关系的那些人。
And the other side, those that do not know Jesus.
另一方面是那些不认识耶稣基督的人。
Those who have not trusted upon his death on the cross for the forgiveness of their sins.
那些并不相信耶稣基督在十架的死为他们带来救恩的人。
And just like there are only two groups at judgment, there are only two judgments given.
就像只有在审判的时候就像只有两类人一样，那么审判的刑罚判决只有两类。
Blessing and the kingdom that is prepared by God.
那个在神预备的国度里面受神的祝福。
Or the eternal fire.
还是那个永火。 的审判。
Which side will be on at the judgment?
在审判的时候，你会站在哪一边？
Which side will our loved ones be on that day?
在审判的时候，我们所亲爱的那些人，他们会站在哪一边？
Jesus is giving us a warning ahead of time so that we are prepared.
耶稣在这里是在提前的警告我们，所以让我们能够有准备。
That this is an important event that we need to prepare for.
所以这是我们每个人是一个重要的事件，我们每个人都应该有所准备。
The second application is the importance of the way we live our lives.
第二个应用是我们如何行在世上 是如何的重要。
We may be saved by faith in Jesus alone, but that salvation is evidenced by what we do.
我们可以说只是因信称义，但是那个救恩是要通过我们的行为能够彰显出来的。
The Bible often says that our treatment of the poor and needy tests the genuineness of our faith.
圣经经常说我们为那些穷乏的人提所行的是能够看出我们的信仰是多么的真实。
For example, when Amos accuses Israel of unfaithfulness, he cites the treatment of their poor.
所以当阿摩斯指责以色列人那些不义的行为的时候，他指出了他们对只是如何对待那些穷乏的人。
And when Job wants to prove that he's God's friend, he says, I was a father to the needy.
所以当约伯要证明他是神的朋友的时候，他这样说，他说我为穷乏人之父。
And James himself writes in James chapter 2.
雅各书在第二节里面在第二章里面也这样说。
If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food,
如果一个弟兄是是穷乏没有衣服穿的时候。
And one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled without giving them the things needed for the body. What good is that?
你们中间人对他们说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱这又却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
所以没有行为的信心是死的。
Famous pastor John Piper said this.
约翰派伯曾经说过这样一段著名的话。
If we don't ever bear the fruit of practical love towards brothers and sisters, the least of them, our faith is dead and we are not saved. That's Jesus' point.
如果我们对弟兄姐妹中最小的一个没有结出实际的爱的果子，我们的信心就死了，我们就没有得救。这就是耶稣的观点。
So that our lives and our actions matter.
所以我们的生命和我们的行为是很重要的。
How we treat the needy among us matters.
所以我们如何对待我们当中有需要的人是重要的。
Not just for today or tomorrow, but for eternity.
不仅仅是今天，也不仅仅是明天，这是关乎永恒的事情。
Let me close with this story about a man named Martin of Tours.
在结束之前，我想讲一个关于图尔的马丁的故事。
He was a Roman soldier and a Christian.
他是一个罗马的士兵，也是一个基督徒。
And one freezing day, a beggar asked him for alms.
一个寒冷的日子，一名乞丐向他乞讨。
Martin had no money, but seeing the man blue with cold, he ripped his soldier's cloak in half and gave one part to the beggar.
马丁没有钱，但是那个人呢，冻的就是已经发青了，他就把士兵的那个斗篷撕成一半，把一半分给了那个乞丐。
That night he had a dream.
那天晚上他做了个梦。
He saw Jesus in the courts of heaven wearing half his cloak.
他看到耶稣在天上啊，只穿了一半的斗篷。
And he heard an angel ask, Master, why are you wearing that battered old cloak?
哦，他听到一位天使在问啊，主啊，你为什么只穿着那件破旧的斗篷？
Who gave it to you?
啊，谁给你的？
And Jesus replied,
啊，耶稣回答说，
My servant Martin gave it to me.
是我的仆人马丁给我的。
Whatever we do for the least of these brothers, we do for Jesus.
所以我们坐在一个最小的弟兄身上，我们也就是 坐在主耶稣身上。
And whatever we do not do for the least of these, we do not do for Jesus.
如果我们不坐在一个最小的弟兄身上，我们也没有坐在主耶稣身上。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在天上的父，我们为着我们的主耶稣基督的话，我们感谢你。
We thank you for these clear words.
我们为了这些清晰的话语，我们感谢你。
Because you don't want us to be unprepared.
因为你不要我们没有准备。
You don't want us to be surprised.
你不要让我们有任何惊异的地方。
Lord, we thank you that we can stand in the judgment confident because of the blood of Jesus.
主，我们感谢你，当我们在面临审判的时候，我们可以因着耶稣基督的宝血而有这样的信心。
But because we have placed our faith in His atonement for our sins, we can stand confidently before you.
因为我们把信心建立在主耶稣基督的救赎的宝血的上面，我们可以在审判的时候有这样的信心站立得住。
I pray for anyone here this morning who's heard this picture of the judgment to come and doesn't know what side they're going to stand on.
今天早上我也为那些当听到这个审判的图画却不知道自己能够站在哪一边的 我向你求告。
I pray that they would reach out to you and for Jesus to be their source of salvation.
我求你能够让他们向你伸出双手，能够站到那个救恩的那一边。
Lord, for those of us who are secure, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to act according to who you have made us to be.
我也求那些让我们能够在这样的信心里已经知道自己得救的，你能够在日常的事上能够行出我们和我们信心相称的行为。
That your word says that when we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
因为经上说，我们在耶稣基督里都是新造的。
Lord, that our lives reflect who we are.
我们的生活是我们是什么样的人的一个反应。
May our actions reflect what you have made us to be.
让我们的行为能够反映出你把我们所要造成的。
Lord, help us.
主帮助我们。
In love and to meet the needs around us.
能够为那些我们周遭有需要的人，我们能够提供供给。
Lord, help us not to close off our hearts.
主帮助我们，不要把我们的心封闭起来。
To just take care of our own selves and our own family's matters.
只是关注我们自己和自己家里的事。
Because you have called and commanded us. To love one another.
因为你呼召我们，也命令我们要彼此相爱。
So help us, Lord Jesus.
就帮助我们，主耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。